Okay, we're going to begin with Siman Tav Nun Gimel, which takes us through the dinim of baking matzah, just to know what goes on behind our matzah that we're eating. So in the Torah it says, "Berishin ba'aba asa yom lachodesh be'erev teichlu matzahs." Passing and say b'shmais perikid beis passing yirches be'erev teichlu matzahs ad yom ha'echav esrim lachodesh be'erev. We are over here. We learn that the zechiyah to eat matzah lel tezva b'nisan on the night of the 15th of Nisan. There's another pasuk of the also pasuk in Zion that says the shemartim es hamatzis. That from here the Gemara learns out the Gemara in Pesachim, Mem Amar Alf Hashem Rava, and other places in Menachis, that there's a din shmira, there's a din shimur, that we need to watch the matzahs that they shouldn't become chametz, which means it's not enough that I know that this matzah was not hechmitzu, that it did not turn chametz. I need that there was a shmir over there watching it from becoming chimotz b'shas when it was being made. And it's a mechilta. And the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch of Yepasim, like that in Siman Tav Samach, that the Zedin Shima. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha that the Zedin Shima, as we'll see soon. Now, another example of this is, let's say I have matzah that was made from a dough that a guy needed it, and I look at the dough and I see there's no simani chametz, there's no cracks, there's no simani chametz over here. So it's yidua, there wasn't hichmetz. Right, I followed through all the simanim that brought down the Gemara, Mem Chesam Beis, the Rambam that quotes the simanim, so I know that it wasn't hichmetz. This matzah I cannot use for the mitzvah at least, because it wasn't shimur. There was no shimur adei yid. There has to be a shimur adei yid, and that's what's before in the Gemara and the Mem Amar Aleph. Take a look at Rashi over there during matzah. But take guys, there had to be a shimur adei yid. Also, it's before in the Gemara and Pesachim and the Avnam Ches Amar Aleph and Rashi over there Shmartim and the Gemara Gittin. What's brought down here in Tav Samach Sif Aleph, that this shmira needs to be done l'shem kiyum mitzvah. I'm watching it l'shem matzah's mitzvah. There's a shimur over l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Again, so even if I know bevade that this dough was made, this matzah was made in a way that's not chametz, if I didn't watch it b'poil b'shas when they were preparing it, and I didn't have in mind that I'm watching it for the mitzvah's achilas matzah, that would be an issue. So if we take a look at the Mishavur Sifkat and Gimel, Tav Samach Sifkat and Gimel. So over here, there's a discussion of Rishayim. What happens if I have a guy or a Cheir Shait of a Katan who's kneading the dough, and there's a Oymer Agabov. So they quote the Chuvas Rashba, where the Rashba says that if, let's say, you were lush on the matzah. The matzah was kneaded through a guy or cheir shaitz v'katan. Even if you have a cheirim oim d'magabeim lo yotza, that's the shita rashmi. If you have other people standing over them, you're not yotza. And then there's a long discussion in the Chuvas HaRashba. So why is this any different than by Gittin or by Chalitza and other places where we also have a discussion of oimir agabav, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. But the Rashba passing the Raviyah does not work. We'll get to that, right? First, you got to find out first what is it, then we'll apply it to wherever it goes. Now, in the Chuvas HaRashba, he says, Matzasi shenishal matzah. I'm going to get to the Mishmur in a minute. He says, Matzasi shenishal matzah shalosh acher shaita v'katim v'nachri. I'm reading from the Beis Yosef. V'heshev, d'chiv in the b'matzah be'inan shimur, since matzah needs shimur, ein adam yoytze b'matzah shalosh anachri. A person that goes to a matzah that a guy needed, I feel be so. I mean, agabav. Or maskiru sheicham the same matzah. If he she'ain a guy oisal das atzma, if le adaita. Cheshay to cutting yesh ladon, and that's the question over there. Later on, the Beis Yosef brings a Arches Chaim, says Mefurish, that if the guy Cheresheit Katan was Lasha, even though the Yisrael did Afia, you're not Yaitza with that. And he brings the sheet of the Rash, Rif, Ramban, that held Ein Lachosh, it doesn't bother us who did the Lash, who did Eifer, Eifer will, it will work. Now, if we take a look at the Mishbrovi and Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishbrura brings down, just a few lines down, he says, V'eskimu harba paiskim, tafilu Yisrael oimin al-gabon, umazhiron shechavnu l'shem mitzvah zmatza, gamkein loy mahani, v'eina yoytzi dechavosei, afilu b'di evet. The skama of many paiskim is that if you're gonna have a guy or a cheshet v'katan doing the lush, even if you have oimin al gabon, be mazid them to mechaven the shei matzah. You can't be yaitz with that even with the evet. V'yesh me paiskim shemekilim oimin al gabon masiyon shechaven vasiyosu shei matzah. The az amrin adait is so covered. What's best is shayisol ba'atzmi yisayim gam ken kitzasim. Kol magam mutuv lasid dechesed v'gotem el de'akim. You have an advantage of that. But so we see over here la halacha lemaisa with paskini that it's very important. This idea, this din shimur has to be washed the shame mitzvah zmatza. Now this machlekes rishonim. From when does this din shimur begin? Again, it would depend. That's a whole separate discussion. Depend on how you view them. If you view them like a guy or not. You know, is this svara of by the lash, by the lisha? No. We'll see soon. Right now, we're at what shlav? So far, we saw by lisha. Yeah, so far, we discussed lash. Now the machleg is showing from when it begins. From when it begins the din shimur, the shei matzah. So some say you need to already have shibul shei matzah from any possibility from the beginning, from where it's possible to come chametz, which goes back to from shasek tzira, that they have to watch that it shouldn't get wet and turn chametz. And this is the sheet of the Ritva, the Ran on the Rif. That it goes back to Shas Ketzira, even though they held the Shmir's Dama'aka, but there's an idea of Shmir Mishas Ketzira. Others are Chaylik and Hol, that only Mishas Nesina Samayim, from when I put the water into the flower, is when I need the Kiyum of this mitzvah of Shimur from them, because that's when the actual Chimus process begins, when I pour the water into the flower. So we have machlekes over here, whether I need shima already mishas ketzira, or it's enough mishas nesina samayim from when I put the water into the flour. So we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tavna Gimel Siv Dalet. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tavna Gimel Siv Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says hachitim shayizim be matzos. Matzah's mitzvah, the chitin they're using to make with that the matzah's mitzvah. Toiv l'shamram shleyipla aleim mayim mishas ketzira. Toiv. It's a good thing that one should be careful that water shouldn't fall onto it from shas ketzira. Ulefachais mishas techina, at least from the time when you're grinding it. Mishas adchak mutalikach kemach min ashok. Mishas adchak, you can already buy ground flour from the shok. So the toiv, the best is mishas ketzira. Says the mishmeru of the sifkat of chav beis, rotz aloyma sheyishma meis ahiva halos shelo yipol leim mayim l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Ava koydim ketzira. Why is it start at ketzira? Why is there no problem when it's still attached to the ground? Says the mishmeru because before ketzira shadayin hayu mechubarim is still attached ein lachosh afilu sheyadina sheyard alein geshamim. Right, we know it rains. Water comes onto it. Finally, come on, simitov samach zayin sifhei. The filu mechuber in this yab shul gamri. However, this is a knech over here, because if it already is fully grown, it was in yab shul gamri. So it's mevurin tov samach zayin sifhei. And vein tzarchoy lekarka doesn't need to nourish from the ground anymore. Im yardo aleim geshamim. if rain will come onto it, if you take a look now in Tav Samach Zayin Siv Hey, over there it speaks about it. It says Dagan Shemechuber Shemechuber Shensiavish the Gavri of Ein Shach LeYinika Command the Manich Bekadadami. It's as if it's in a flower pot. It's as if it's in a jug. Umekabel Chimutz im Yardo Olav Geshamim. So this is why they'll go out to the fields already Chanukah time, while the tvu is still greenish or still in an earlier stage, to harvest it, to cut it, so that they don't want it to be out there and taking any chances of maybe it was already nisyavish legamri, and when it will rain, you can run into an issue. So therefore, we have like this. So we're gonna be, we have the Shulchan Aruch saying toiv to be makiv shas katsira. But katsira may not mean literally katsira, because it could be you should be machme already from before katsira to make sure that you kaitzer it at a time when it's not ready to become chametz. Now, the matzah that we're referring to over here, that has to be the Shema, we're referring to the matzah that's being used to be mekayim the mitzvah zachidus matzah lel tezvav benisim. Like we started off, there's a mitzvah lel tezvav benisim di matzah. The other matzahs, I don't need that there should be shmira, but I do need to know somehow that it was not that's not chametz, right? I need to know for sure that it's not chametz. That I do need to know. But many are knowing to eat the entire Pesach matzah shmura, and a lot will be knowing to eat the, a lot. You'll find in Pesachim a lot of people knowing to eat matzah shmura throughout Pesach, but they won't be marked from mishas ketzira, maybe only mishas tchina, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Mishruvi and Tufnun Gimel, Sifkat and Chav Hey, and also in later on Tav Samach, Mishruvi brings down this, he says, Kasva Achreinim at the end, the after Medina in Tzach Shima, the Shem Matzah, Rak Le Matzah, Shalai, the Sarishainais, even though you only need Shima for the Matzahs of Lai, the Sarishainais, Aval the Shari, Yom, and Daik, Shem, and Chashash Chametz, Yisrael kedoshim hei v'nogu lasis shimu l'shem matzah v'chol ha-matzahs v'shas t'chino l'pachayz v'shas l'isha. Finally, come on, Simit of Samach, v'mash chesavnu v'zeh. But later on in Simit of Samach, over there also in Sifkat and Beis, the Mishmur speaks about it, and he talks about it, he says, Mashe enkev shamatz ein tzrichin shimu l'shem matzah rak shizor shliya ben chashash chimutz mutal lasis eidein in mashkiach aleim. Achisol kedosh name again v'nogu lasa shima l'shem matzah v'chol matzahs ken kasu achreinu agapanim. What? And that's why many achrein the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Aruch HaShulchan all bring it down this idea. Now baking the matzah. Or one second, before we get to the baking the matzah.
The rest of these include the
guy
and
the guy
and the rest of
these
also the same thing, Shmira?
If you'd be in Makba for Shmira, so then yeah. Now, Noah?
From guidelines.
Right. At least by the Lisha.
By the Ksira? No, you're doing.
Oh, by the Ksira.
No, you're doing, going out there, you're kind of.
Don't they have? They don't have anything to do.
Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
I always hear the chabur is going down to do it.
Who's doing it? Tachum.
No, the whoever's doing it. We got from you and then ran to work also.
No, I'm saying these older people are going down. Is that younger?
What? Yeah, younger from people.
You have to be chayshus, but let's say now.
No, you're being same kind of extra.
Maybe you got from you. And
So the matzah factory is a makbara.
Also to bring it out.
Whatever it is.
Well,
yeah, probably they have machines also. I mean,
that's
the combine. Worse? Probably better. As we'll see. We'll see. The Chazon Ish holds that there's no in Parim, Sech the Parim. Chazon Ish writes that you can't be showing me your friend doing something, but Kalim you could. Well, it's a, I'm saying there could be advantages. Okay, so now we have like this. We have, let's just go on to, for a moment.
Go back to Misha for a second. You bring a non from person into the Chabura, and they touch the bread, and they touch the matzah. Some guy, you bring him a carrot or something like that, you bring him to the matzah factory, and he gets involved with the
so you have Oymer al-Gabam, right? We saw Oymer al-Gabam at my work.
What?
Say that, who cares? I'm saying, what I mean to say is nowadays, Mechal Shabbos, that's why I said separate discussion. Nowadays, Mechal Shabbos doesn't mean that he's a din of a guy. Okay, now, the water that's used the water that's used for baking the matzah. So it's called Mayim Shalanu. Now Mayim Shalanu doesn't mean our water. It's not in Shalachem. But it means Mayim Shalanu means that it rested overnight. So if you take a look at some Tuf Nun Hey, Sif Aleph, Mechavru says over there, Ein Lashon Al B'Mayim Shalanu. Ben Shemei Boiz Mayinois, Ben Shemei Nahorois. The Shavin Oisoy B'Boydiyim. They would draw it while it's still day. Samoch L'Ben Hashmashis. They would draw the water. They would go out towards the end of the day. Close to Ben Hashmashos. Oy Ben Hashmashos. Or during Ben Hashmashos. That's where they would draw the water. Ve'ein loshen behen. Atche yavra halayla kula. And they didn't use it to be lush until it stayed overnight. V'yichayin lishav yom echel yomim harb. You take a look at the Bir Halach over there. He explains, what does it mean, mid-boyd yom? It says, that which is written in the Agos, Samach to Ben Hashmashes, Lav Ladas Mechaber Kasekim, El Das Atzmehu, Chumay Shavuri B'darke Moshe, Av La Mechaber Mutal Chathil Lishoy B'yoyim B'chol Shoshi, Yerza, according to Mechaber, you can really draw the water at any time you want during the day, as long as you wait to use it until the next day. That's the Das of the Beis Yosef, and that's the way the Groh and the Prichadish, the Maimonachai take on, that Be'etzim you could draw during the day as long as you leave it overnight and you don't use it until the next day. However, the Ramah does say that another advantage to make sure that the water is cool. The idea over here is that we want the water to be cool, to be cold, not cold, to be not to be hot, because if it's warm, it could cause chimitz right away. So we're drawing it close to Ben Hashmashes, which that's what they're makban on in many places. And they'll leave it overnight in a closed room where there's no windows so that no sun could shine in and warm it up. So it's being stored usually in a room. That's where they do lush also. They usually do lisha in a room where there's no windows over there so that the sun won't be able to shine in and cause any chance of chimut. Take a look at the Mishmur of the Antoftan Hay, Sivkat and Yudbeis, where he's talking about when they're bringing the water. So he says, "Shmalichan amayim, ratzlem kishmalichan ba'boikem in a martev, the base alisha." When they're bringing it from where they were storing the water to where they're going to do the lisha, you have to be careful that it shouldn't get warmed up from the sun. Kasu achrayim the toiv lechasoy sun. It should be covered. Gam be'ishem alichem in a nor lebeisoy. Avshik v'ashok achama. Even though the sun already went down, there's no sun out there. Still, it should be covered. Kadesh leyipol etoich hashum dvar chimot. Mitam ze nogin l'sanin amayim b'shas ha'shiva bebegel lovin v'noki. So, we're very makbid that the water should be clear. And the Mishru in Sifka L'chav Gimel says, v'yoyim b'shas ha'shiva l'shei matzis mitzvah. And the Achrayim bring down that b'shas ha'shiva also, you should say, l'shei matzis mitzvah. So that's the mayim that's being used over here. Now during the process, after they kneaded the dough, so So now we're holding by baking the matzah. We're holding by baking the matzah. So here we have a halacha and shulchan aruch and tafnun tes if beis. Tafnun tes if beis. Over here, yeah. As far as I know, they go out to next to what do you call it? They go to the streams next to They go to different places. As far as I know, I mean the chaburas do that. I don't know if everyone does. So that's a separate discussion. That's totally what you call a mashu. It's a chavis das and that. But I'm saying most of us are not ready to be makbar on that.
Over here, we would be makbar because the chumrah decimated or no?
I don't think so. But you could. You could get from there. But I don't know what the matzah bakeries do. I do not know. I know the chaburas go out to get. I guess so. I don't know.
Why don't they turn in the refrigerator?
So maybe according to the Mechaber, that would be possible.
Mechaber,
what? No. The din is to leave it overnight. Yeah, it cools off overnight.
Is there a certain temperature we know or no?
I don't know. Good questions. Okay, Tavnun tests of base. So here it says, Lo yanicho isa. Look at this halacha. Lo yanicho isa b'lei esik avafil rega echad. Shouldn't leave the dough without asik, without being asik, without kneading it or working with it. But feel a rega echad, even one moment shouldn't leave it. B'chol zman shemis askin boy, as long as it's being worked with, I feel a kol ha'yoyim in emachitz. Even if you, so here you can have a dough that I'm being asik with it the entire day, in emachitz. But if I leave it without working with it, sheer mill, heavy chametz. Now this is one of the makaris where the Mechaber speaks at his sheet and what a sheer mill is. There's a three-way machlokes, at least three-way machlokes, what a sheer mill is. Mechaber tells us over here that it's 18 minutes. Sheer mill have revi'ah shav v'chelik me'esrim min hashav. Hagah. V'yesh lahachmir lamar b'inyan asiyas ha'matzos. You should be machmir too. Do quickly the making of the matzahs. Ki yesh locha shashio is yitzdar for the sheer mill. Even if you know you didn't wait the sheer mill between your asik, but there's a chumrah that perhaps when mitzdar of the different shiyas that happen along the way. Oy shiyah b'mogim cham shememar lachman, so it will be in a warm place where it will get chametz quicker. Va'acha shenisasku b'batzek. Now this is a catch over here. But once you already got warmed up from the hands of a person, you hear the lashon of the Rama? This is why everything's being done so quickly in the matzah bakery. Because of this Ramah. And the question is, what does it mean, miyad yachmetz? What does it mean, miyad yachmetz? Mishru sifkad neches, in the middle of the Mishru, he says, ve'ef shad miyad dekom ha'mkhabe, lav davkel, ritzlem shir mu'et. Could be miyad doesn't mean immediately. It means a shir mu'et, some small time, a small amount of time. Kamakam l'chatzchilu b'vadi yish dizor, melanicha kacha filo rege echad, im ef shad. You shouldn't leave it even for one moment. And that's what Mishbrur and Sifkat and Lama Gimel writes. It says, So number one, we see over here also, once they started being nisasik b'yadayim, we have to be much more careful now that not to leave it alone from becoming chametz. And number two, also our meaning is that b'chlal, once 18 minutes pass, we get rid of whatever doughs are still around. We clean, the women wash their hands. We clean the kalim that they're using. And we start again, another 18 minutes. That's what the Mishmur brings down here in Sifkat Alam Gimel. We mafsik, we throw out the question is, why are we doing that? According to the Mechav, as long as you mean Misa'asik in it, I feel Kol Yom is not Machmet. But it's based on the Ramah. The Ramah who says that Lemaisa, we worry about Shiyois, small Shiyois, and within the 18 minutes, if we Mavsik every 18 minutes, so we don't have to worry about those small Shiyois that might add up to 18 minutes, because starting again new after every 18 minutes. That's the reason for that. Now, what? Because Rosh says Miyat. The question is what the Rosh means by the Miyat, right? We have the Rashi and Rabban who talk about the way they used to walk down the block without doing anything. 15 houses, right? But the question is what the Rosh means by Miyat. He's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but the Rashi. The Chaber is quoting part of the Rosh, I think. But the Nekuda, he's... What? Yeah, but the Kuda he's stuck on is what the Achronim go wild about. Is okay, so yeah, the Mice, I just want to mention like this. I don't know if you heard. What?
What's the difference between this Miyan and the...
question is what Miyan means. And the Shmur said it meant to Shir Mu'ud. What? Efshir, right. So like this, if you ever hear, there's a tumma against the Bedatz Matzahs, right? People, Osamach on the Bedatz Erechayis all year round. And it comes to Pesach, some people will speak very strongly against them, and people will tell you maybe not to use their matzahs. The reason for it is because they held that the shir miyad is 2 minutes. That's what they held. Rosh Hashem Zalman was very nizza, even less than 2 minutes. So that's where, because of this shir that they're calling it 2 minutes, and they'll wait up to 2 minutes if they need to. That's why people are watchable. What you're referring to is like this. The Chok Yaakov brings from the Chuvas HaRashba. The Chok Yaakov Tofnan Tesif Katan Vav brings from the Chuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says, "Va'oyteda ki a Rav Marein Rabbi Moshe Rav Nachman Zal, hay mas mitchila losh bebeisai, he will be losh in his house. V'shaleich pita the porni, and he will send the bread to the baker. Racha yoyse me'asara mechamisha asabatim v'lahay chayshish. The man didn't bother him that they would carry it the walking distance of 10 or 15 houses." The Rashi writes, but he heard afterwards that he held himself back. Not because he was worried about the farness, the distance. The distance did not bother him of 15 houses. What he was bothered was that maybe when you're going to get to the baker, the stove is going to be filled with breads or matzahs. But Yari Shemi is Akev Pite Bachutz Mil Oyoyser. I mean, what bothered him was when you're waiting for the tanner, at the time when you're waiting for the tanner, but the walk itself, that did not bother him. And we're not talking about over there where you're being Nisasik the whole time. So I mean, even without Nisasik. So you see from there already that the shear may not be minor too. There's something more to the shear. Yeah. What?
Does
Rebbe
recommend the
Tash Matzah? I mean, I don't have a day, but there's so many other companies that you don't have to daf to get theirs.
Have you
bought it already? What? I would say it's fine. If you semach on their chickens and their meat throughout the year, you can be semach on them for this also. Yeah, 100%. Okay. So now we have the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that...
They wait with their Mishimatsu.
I don't know. But it could be Mishimatsu, no problem anyways. Because there's no Nisasi B'Yadayim. One of the advantages of Mishimatsu is there's no Nisasi B'Yadayim. Therefore, this whole din this whole thing that we're concerned about by from the Rav Chaim and Ramo over here is not negated to Mishimatz. It's a non sasik biyadai. So you have the advantage that you sure have share mil. And therefore, does more make a difference. That's one of the advantages of Mishim Matzah. That was one of the tainas that they had against the Yam Matzahs, that you're running into a issue over here. Also, it's... Now, it is interesting just that... Oh, okay. Okay, I'll just jump to for a second to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tov Nun Tes of Zion, he brings down the Yesh La'achmon L'mayr B'inyan Asiyas HaMatzar Yesh Mishasav Shas Elisha's Kashir Mil Tchidas Elisha Ar HaFiya. There are those that are Machmer, the Bach, B'Shen Riaz, that one should not wait to Shir Mil from the beginning of the Elisha until the HaFiya. So you put it into the Tanner. Ve'im ki ein halacha kein, says even though halacha is not like them, he kom mokai b'matza roi lahachmer. Voi, d'zeu vade gam aliba d'dina, she'en tzorcha shetash b'la'esi k'dei urtzufim. And he says, v'kosh yom v'batzi munach b'mokim cham, it's in a place where there's heat, she'medina m'mahar lahachmer, it's b'ha b'pachas m'shir mil. So, Agabonim, this is where the chumras come from, over there of the Imam Maher. Now Now in Siman Tav Nun Ches, we find what Matzah's Mitzvah, what we call Matzah's Mitzvah, that people are makpid to bake on Erev Pesach. It says here, Nogim Shle Lolosh Matzah's Mitzvah b'Erev Pesach Ad Achar Shei Shois. The meaning not to be lush, Matzah's mitzvah on Erev Pesach until after the 6th hour. Shuzman hakrovis karban pesach. The zman of hakrovis karban pesach. There's an Indian of being lush, as the zman hakrovis karban pesach. That's where the meaning of Erev Pesach matzahs come from. From the Shulchan Aruch of Yom Tov Nun Ches. Take a look at Tavnu Ches Siv Dalit, Siv Katan Dalit in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says over here, Vida. You see a line there, Da, the Mitzadidim Mutalefes Matzah Pesach, Mitzadidim Mutal the Baked Matzah and Pesach. Acha Medaktik and Noing Lefes are called Koidim Pesach. But the Medaktik and Manoik to bake all of them before Pesach. Shem Yisar of Mashu Chavzu Sechem is battle. Because if a mashal chametz falls into them, or a mashal chametz comes about, so before Pesach is batal. Hashem gave be Pesach, Yisurei be mashal. Upashid, chenefekon in Pesach, aviloi be mashal chametz by kemach, when it's arvin is batal, muta achkach levashal amatz is be Pesach. Dein chimot achar afia. Once it's baked, there is no chimot. Now, listen to this. This is the makar for gebrox. V'yesh anshei maisa shemachmir al atzman. There are those anshei maisa that are machmir on themselves. The ain shayrin a mevashlim matzis bepesach. I'm in tough nun ches if cut and dal. The yesh anshei maisa shemachmir al atzim. The ain shayrin a mevashlim matzis bepesach. Michshash shema nisha maat kemach v'seicha matzis mi befnim. Now maybe there's a small amount of kemach left within. Shalei nilish yafe wasn't kneaded well. By the Ashriya is Chametz. Va'ayim b'shari tshuva simen tov samach the mitzad adin ain lachash l'ze. Mitzad adin one does not need to be chash for this. Dachzuki yisura olay machzikina. U befrat b'yameinu shenargin lasas rikikim dakin. Especially by us. We make very thin matzah. So the flour, there's no pockets of flour left over there. Even the white that you may see on the matzah, that's baked flour. That's baked flour. We burn our matzahs. When we come back and meet you, like bechum rezu, aim as nich and I say, v'ayin shem sheherach b'zeh. So, a makar there is. The truth is, we don't have time to go into it now, but the truth is, there is a makar to it already in Rishonim, and Pesachim, and there are also rayas and gemaras and Rishonim against the minig, that they were not worried about it. from the Gemara's over there that talk about. But the one that was very makpid on this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Tshuva Vav. Where over there he says that we're very concerned about these packets of dry flour that might be in the matzah. And if it's made wet with water, it could become chametz. Tshuva Vav. It's in the back. There's tshuvas over there. But the thing is like this, that in the earlier years, it seems that the taka, they didn't knead it properly, or there was real chashash about this. That which nowadays people are makpin on it is a tremendous chumrah. It's a tremendous chumrah. Ad kerekach, that they'll be makel on shruya, they'll be makel on gebrox, which agav, the word gebrox really means broken. Pshuta means broken. Because before you mix it with water, you break it into pieces. That's where the word gebrox comes from. So the ad kerekach, that on the eighth day, they'll eat gebrox. If you really held those achshash chametz, you can't eat chametz on the eighth day. But they will eat on the eighth day to show that this is a chumrah. And therefore, many paiskim held that even those that it's their minik to be machmer, but if they're in any type of situation where they cannot be machmer, I heard between different rebbes that they would tell the chassidim, if you're by the shver and the shver eats gebrox, you can eat gebrox over there, because again, it was a hanhaga which was known to be a chumrah. It could be also someone, theoretically also, is a pischei tshuva in Reish Yudalid, in Hilchos Nedarim, in Yerdea, that if you have a type of minig, that a family has a minig, where you didn't start being noig the minig from when you became a gadol, so then you don't even need hatara on such a minig, befrat a minig of not doing something. You know, as if there's a minig to do something, so as soon as you start doing it, so then you have to do hatara. You already joined the family minig. A minig not to do, so look, you didn't eat gebrox. So again, I'm not being vatal any minig chasron, like Mishmur says, em as nichen, but I'm just saying that in situations where people are in, you don't have to make a mapecha and all that. But that's the regard to gebrox. I just want to finish off with one other nikuda over here, which is where is it? Matzik Fula. Also, matzah kfula, which means there's a fold in the matzah. Again, the chash over there was based on the fact that we're worried that perhaps there's a... the Shai Tshuva brings that in Tuf Nun Gimel, Tuf Samach Aleph, that there's chash by kfulas, where there's a fold and a bend. Maybe there's some flour that was left in that fold, which again, is a chash that if we get wet, it'll come to chametz. But the Shai Tshuva himself says that by our matzahs, which are so thin, there's no real chash of kfulais and nefuchais. If there's a bubble, there's no real chash over there. Because since it went through the fire from one side to the other side, the fire burned through it. So therefore, that which we may be makpid on, when we do find it, we crack it off and we throw it away, flush it down the toilet, some people do, is only again out of chumrah that we're makpid for it. So that's the question. The Chaznish asked, Chaznish had a question, how can you eat matzah shvura, it's broken matzahs? Maybe there was a kfula, and if there's a kfula, there's a din netila. Why are we not chayshish about it? So Chaznish said that since to begin with it's a chumrah, memela we're not chayshish unless you see it, unless you actually see it. And, right. That it comes up also by the stick that they put into the fire. Why are we not worried that maybe there's a kfula on it? And the same thing the Chok Yaakov says, that we're makel on the stick, even though we switch the sticks all the time. But again, it's a chumra that maybe it wasn't baked well and turned chametz. That's when it's folded over, maybe inside it's still raw. It never got really baked. And it turned chametz. So maybe by our friendly brothers. Sfardim, Achina Sfardim, that,
Maybe you have a Spartish there.
Kidney is something else.